Hey, Michelle, all settled for the trip next Monday?
差不多都准备好了 Sean. So excited! 就是关于去机场接我的人 Mrs. Gray 邮件里说那人的长相我愣是没看懂
看不懂你英语不是都过了8.5级了吗
对呀、我雅思9.5托福123然而却并没有看懂你说我要到了国外万一电话出点问题我找谁去啊你好歹给我个照片啊
描述一个人长什么样你看不懂这不科学啊邮件给我看一下
等会儿我拿手机啊你看
看看
Dear Michelle, hi, a Mr. Clark is going to pick you up from the airport. Mr. Clark is in his early 30s and he's a little filled out and a bit thin on top. Looking forward to seeing you with best regards, Lisa Gray.
Mr. Clark is in his early 30s. 这个是说年龄啊？
三十出头嘛，这个我懂，后面我就不太明白了。
He's a little filled out and a bit thin on top.
并不懂
就是单个的词儿都认识错一起就不认识了
是啊但肯定是什么 EDMs 或者是 slam 俗语
kind of
勉强算是吗
but not really have you heard of euphemism
euphemism 哦委婉语我知道啊就是有话不直说越婉转越好
没错 filled out
填得满满的
对也可以委婉的说Full figured.
Full figured. 丰满的。那再直接就是可以直接可以说 he's a fat guy.
Oh, never use the word fat, 除非你想激怒一个人。
What about he is a bit thin on top? 上面有点薄。
上面就是头顶啊。
Oh, I see. So bald, 谢顶。
对啊，谢顶就有点婉转嘛。
Oh, fat and bald. 哎，那不就我房东吗
？Easy.
而且还要加上 a bit, a little,
a little bit,
各种小心翼翼。
That's how euphemisms work.
You make me happy, you.
So basically, euphemism is a polite way to say things so that we won't offend other people.
Or embarrass ourselves. 委婉语基本要求就是用词谨慎。
比如上次你失业 你就没说 I lost my job or I got fired.
Come on, I didn't lose my job. I was just, remember the word, John? Between jobs. 这当然也是我人生境界比较高嘛。
不管生活多么的不易，
保持姿态。
我突然想起一个词来哈，也不确定是不是委婉语，但确实挺体现人生境界的。
哪个字啊
？Challenging.
Oh, I love the word challenging. I use it all the time.
我也发现了，要说什么事有点难度的时候呢，不能说 hard 或者是 difficult， 要说很有挑战。
Challenging.
Can you think of anything challenging, Michelle?
Well, it's very challenging to make money from the Chinese.Stock market.
中国的股市挣钱不易呀。
对于小散户来说。
And it's challenging not to get into the stock market.
对呀，你明知是一个坑，还要往里跳，这诱惑太大了，难呐。
没错，不过话说回来啊，同样的事要用 hard 或 difficult， 就显得
像是在抱怨。
像抱怨，对人处境尴尬的时候。也用委婉语，比如穷的时候。
When you have a money issue， 哎，那个不能说是穷，那叫手头紧张。那什么钱包很瘦，钱包瘦身。
对，再委婉一点就是I am financially embarrassed。
哦，囊中羞涩 ，financially embarrassed。哎，这词说的真好。哎，我那小本子呢？我要把它记下来，以后像我经常能够用得到。And just when I thought it couldn't get any better, there you go and do it all again. Hope this feeling never ends.
要提到点不雅的东西呢 ，euphemism 也会经常的用到，
比如卫生间。哎，很奇怪啊，一向斯文的英国人居然用 toilet 这个词。
马桶。对，其实他们也有比较委婉的说法了，比如说 the loo。
the loo, L O O。
卫生间的委婉语特别多。
比如 bathroom, washroom, lavatory, restroom, 还有分性别的 the ladies, the gents.
The gents. 还有不可思议的 John. Like, I need to go to the John. Can you believe that?
John, 爱教约翰的那些人们情何以堪呐。
还有跟健康有关的也经常使用委婉语。比如说你病了 ,instead of saying I'm sick,
Which is okay.
Of course, it's okay to say I'm sick. But another option is I'm feeling under the weather.
那略显怪异啊，生病跟天气有什么关系呢？
不知道是不是偶感风寒的意思，身体不太舒服的时候，大家都会说 I'm feeling under the weather.
跟身体有关的近期就很多。
所以就委婉的表述 ,like, Auntie Flo is visiting.
You are having a visit.From Auntie Flo 上，你也有 Flo 姨妈来访的问题呀、啊
oh, ？Come on, Michelle, that was an example.
I don't think so.
What else can it be?
You make me happy. And another taboo subject, sex.
Yes.sex 这个话题呢实在是比较敏感，比如说性别的时候 male female 就不用 sex 这个词，
都说 gender 就是某些语言中词语的性别，
像法语俄语啊，他们认为桌子椅子板凳自行车是有性别的，
哎，真奇怪，他们为什么认为椅子就是个女的呢？ anyway 所以借用了 gender 这个词完整的表达了性别
gender。
哎，上，我跑个题啊，虽然大人尽量不提这个事情，但是小孩子对这个还是很有兴趣的。
Oh, parents hate this topic.
But the children will go like, Daddy, where did I come from?
Oops, uh-oh, not the bird and bees talk.
The birds and bees. 大人跟小孩子说 sex 是用的委婉语 challenging question.
哎呀，不好回答呀，只好说，你是大水冲来的，你是石头缝里蹦出来的。
你孙悟空才是从石头缝里蹦出来的呢，这还有更加令人发指的呢，什么你是从垃圾箱里捡回来的，
哎呀，多少孩子的童年阴影啊。其实英美人也有类似的说法了， for example, if a woman eats watermelon seeds,She'll get pregnant.
啊，吃西瓜籽还有助孕的功效呢。
我见过有一个外国的怀孕的妈妈穿了一件 T 恤，上面写着 "Don't eat watermelon seeds."
高级自黑啊，顺便让无数人一起中枪倒地。
对，还有一种说法就是小孩子是被 stork 带过来的。
啊 ，stork 啊，獾啊，就是那种鸟类，跟送子观音一样的啊、哦。
哎，所以孩子呢，你啊是被獾送过来的。我跟你妈捡到了你，看你特别可爱，就把你抱回家养大了。然后赶紧转移话题 ，You know, Daddy and Mommy love you so much, sweetheart.
Nice try, Daddy, but where did the stork find me?
孩儿啊，别问了，行吗？ Just drop it.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Good girl.
Anyway, where did you come from, Daddy?
Come on.
With a kiss on my cheek, always letting me know I'm the birds and the bees, I'm the apple in your eye. I know that you know that I know you're all I need. And just when...
又扯远了哈，上，聊回委婉语。
Let's focus on euphemism.委婉语还有一个特别重要的使用场合，
要说明这个场合是什么呢，要首先解释一下英语中的一个概念，缩写为 PC。
Political correctness，
政治正确。
Yes, political correctness, not personal computer. 但是每个国家对这个概念的理解还是挺不一样的哈。
对，水特别深，但是我们有必要知道一般人都理解和认同的那个比较浅的部分。
PC 在英语国家很重要的一点就是不能显示出来对弱势人群的不尊重。
哎 Sean, 一听到弱势群体，我首先联想到的就是像你我这样没钱没是的穷人 ，the poor people.
but that's where you should be very careful with your wording.
用词不小心了吗？
poor 这个词不太好，更好的说法是 the disadvantaged people.
Disadvantaged, 哦，处于不利地位的人。Like the children from disadvantaged families.
没错，穷人家的孩子，或者说是the underprivileged.
Disadvantaged.Or underprivileged.
或者是 the socioeconomically disadvantaged people.
The socioeconomically disadvantaged people. 好长的词，我都说断气儿了。
但是这种词呢，反而是容易被所有人接受的词汇，它没有争议性啊。
还用着麻烦，但是让你避免不必要的争论和麻烦。
It's the sound of your voice at the end of the phone line. A tickle in my toes just to know that you're all mine. Like an ice cream sundae with a cherry on the top. It's the look in your eyes when I'm wearing your t-shirt. Your cute little smile after a long day of hard work. And I know that you know that I can't give you up.
Michelle, we also need to be careful when talking about people with disabilities.
Yes, disabled people or handicapped people, 有残疾的人。
嗯，实际上呢 ,disabled 和 handicapped, 虽然这两个词特别常用，但是有些人认为这两个词都有点 offensive。
有点无理，会让别人不开心。
It's better to say differently abled.
Differently abled, sounds a lot nicer. 对了，别说这些词了，记得我上学的时候做课堂发言，然后我想让大家就集思广益一下嘛。于是我就说 Let's brainstorm
头脑风暴一下。
对啊，结果我们教授说 brainstorm 这个词不可以用。
Why?
Because it's not a politically correct word to use in the English speaking world.
是吗？
It's believed that the word brainstorm may offend people with epilepsy.
People with epilepsy 会冒犯到有癫痫症的人。 Didn't know that. What's the better word then?
Mind map.
Mind map.
嗯、
oh, OK.
还有关于身体欠缺的问题 blind, deaf, retarded, 这些词太直接。 Are there any better ways to say it?
As far as I know, there is no perfect way.But it's on the safer side to use the word challenged.
Challenged, 啊，就是某方面遭遇到挑战呢。
Mm-hmm. So instead of saying disabled,
有残疾的
you should say physically challenged. And instead of saying retarded,
智力有残疾的
you should say mentally challenged.
Oh yes, 眼睛看不见的就应该说 visually challenged. 耳朵听不到的应该说 audibly challenged.
Mm-hmm. Yes, visually challenged andAudibly challenged.
啊，用了好长的词啊。
嗯，但是这些词呢，不管是口语还是书面，私下里讲还是公开场合说，都是比较安全的词汇。
对，但要是别人骂你的话，文绉绉的说你 mentally challenged
or intellectually challenged，
跟直白说你 retarded 并没有什么区别。跟这个敏感程度类似的还有种族问题 race
race 种族
大家都知道黑人不能够叫做 black people
no 前段时间奥巴马在一次发言中用了 nigger 这个早就被禁止的词
虽然其他也只是引用了这个词
嗯，但公开场合这个词是提都不可以提的因此引起了轩然大波
正确用词是 African American
yes African American其实 white people 也不是说白人最好的说法 Caucasian is better
Caucasian 高加索人种、mm-hmm. Asian 亚洲人这个词也是被认为不礼貌的
Because we Asian people may take offense
因为亚洲人也不都是一样的外貌嘛 It's safer to just say Chinese or Japanese or Indian
种族方面呢也是禁忌重重的
So be careful with your words Once they are said
一旦说出口
They can only be forgiven, not forgotten
特别是发表公众言论的时候 Once you are called a racist
种族主义者
Well, well, you will be in a lot of trouble
一般没人拿这个开玩笑但是也有例外
谁胆儿这么肥啊
Russell Peters
Russell
上你的印度口音一股浓浓的咖喱味道
加尔大大学学的
R-U-S-S-E-L-L-P-E-T-E-R-S
Yes, Russell Peters The stand-up comedian from Canada
加拿大单口相声演员、
他是个个例他可以很好的拿捏逗乐别人跟冒犯别人之间的尺度
他可是一个高手其实呢他是拿种族和文化的区别在开玩笑而已让大家从这些文化的区别中找到好玩的地方
哎，网上有视频大家可以找来看一下、
顺便练一练听力看看能不能 get 到那个 point
Daddy for 50
Be a man, do the right thing.
Beat that child.
He's hilarious. 经典段太多了。
He's a genius. 绝对不输给郭德纲。
大家一定要找来看哦。
Mm-hmm.
Make me happy. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh.You make me happy.